We're going to be learning tonight the famous and important concept of Hadlokah, Ois HaMitzvah. And we're going to be discussing some shailas with regards to the concept of, yes, Hadlokah, Ois HaMitzvah. Okay, it's on page Kuf Mem Gimel in these editions. Simon Tofresh, Ayin Gimel, Siv, Beis. Hadlokah, Ois HaMitzvah, meaning the mitzvah of lighting the menorah is the Hadlokah, the lighting. So this is as opposed to what? As opposed to Hadlokah, Ois HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is the Hadlokah, the lighting of the menorah is the mitzvah as opposed to the fact that it's lit. Hadlokah, Ois HaMitzvah. The lighting is the mitzvah. Lefichach, the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, therefore, im kofsa, koidem, sha'av hazmano, what happens, says the Shulchan Aruch, if after a bit of time the light goes off, the flame goes off, even before the half an hour, before Shabbos Manah, after it's right time, you can just leave it. So if you lit, and after 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it goes off, you can just leave it. Why is that? Because Hadlokah is a mitzvah. When you lit it, that's what, you've done the mitzvah. You fulfilled the mitzvah by lighting it. Hadlokah is a mitzvah. Pardon? Well, if it could have burnt for half an hour, then actually you fulfill the mitzvah. It's fine. It's true that we did see that ideally you should have it lit for the half an hour, even although kofsa ain't zokukla, it's right to still have it lit for half. But really, the mitzvah is to light it, and if it could have burnt, if there's enough oil, etc., it could have burnt for half an hour, you fulfill the mitzvah, and after 5 minutes, the flame goes off. Now, the Mishneh Berurah addresses a few points over here, and I want to add to that two shailas. But let's just see the Mishneh Berurah first. B'sif kotn chov hei. Hadlokah is the mitzvah. Roitz leima. Kiven shehidlik. There's a key word of the Mishneh Berurah over here. Since, roitz leima, meaning kiven shehidlik, since you lit, teichav, immediately, kiem ha-mitzvah. He's fulfilled the mitzvah. You fulfilled the mitzvah not with a time delay after half an hour. You're not fulfilled the mitzvah after so and so many minutes. No, you fulfilled the mitzvah by just simply doing the action of the lighting. You have done the mitzvah. Lefichach, therefore, im kofsa, if the light goes off, ein zokukla, you can just leave it. Now, the Mishneh Berurah now goes into a very interesting shaila, which you're going to see soon is actually very nagah for us as well. Says the Mishneh Berurah in the first wide line, im hidlika b'mokim haruach. What happens if you lit it in a place where there is wind, strong wind, ve'kofsa, and the light and the flame went off because of the wind. Zokugla, then yes, you do have to go back. Lachsoy v'leidlika, and to light it again. Bemokoim, in a place she'ein haruach motsu, where there isn't a strong wind. Why is that? Why is it that if you lit the menorah in a place where there is strong wind and it goes off? Why is it that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, that you have to light it again in a different place? Why is that? Not pirsum anes. You have the potential when you light it. That's the key point. Although you're right, we're saying about pirsum anes, but halachically speaking, the point is because it needs to have a potential. You need to light it. It's true that Hadlokah is a mitzvah. Definitely, Hadlokah is a mitzvah. You're fulfilling the mitzvah by lighting. Yes. But it needs to have a potential. Everything, if it can't be lit for half an hour, it's not, you're not fulfilled the mitzvah. And therefore, that's actually what the Mishneh Berurah says. Zeh have a keilu. This is similar to lo inosan b'shem and kashir. If you're not putting sufficient oil in it, you also didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Why not? Yeah, you're going to tell me, Hadlokah is a mitzvah. Who cares if it goes off after 5 minutes? Who cares? It burnt when you did the action of lighting, it did burn. So who cares? The answer is yes, Hadlokah is a mitzvah, but it needs to have a potential. It needs to be burning for half an hour. It needs to be burning. If ultimately it doesn't burn, for whatever the reason may be, it doesn't burn for half an hour, doesn't matter, but it needs to, when you light it, it needs to have the potential of burn of half an hour. Does that make sense? So therefore, if you're lighting it in a place where the wind is blew it off after, say, 10 minutes, say, 20 minutes, you have to light it again. Now, I'm going to be asking you a question, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not understand this Mishneh Berurah over here. The Mishneh Berurah is going to say something, and I want to know, before we proceed, before we look at it inside, I'm going to be asking, what do you think? If you did put the menorah in a place where the wind is a strong wind, and it went off after, say, 10, 20 minutes. Okay, you said, oh, no, I forgot. I put it in the wrong place. This is too windy around here. And you place it elsewhere. Okay, with halacha is you have to put it again and you have to light it again. Now my question to you is, do you make a bracha, yes or no? You're going to put it somewhere else where there's no wind. You're going to say with a bracha, you're going to light it again. Are you going to light it with a bracha or without?
With a bracha.
With a bracha, yeah. What do you think?
I mean, my question, if you need to go with the tefillin, you need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
You take off the tefillin, then we don't say the
bracha. Yeah.
So it's the same.
I hear the correction. I hear what you're comparing. Although there is a slight difference. Over here, it's because the question is, because you put it in a place where there was a wind, so initially also, it was a windy place from the beginning. It was a windy place. So, what do you say? Would you make a bracha again or not? You have to light it again. Would you make a bracha or not?
Well, no. Well, I wouldn't have thought so, because the, as I said, the halacha is once you've lit it, it's good for it for half an hour.
But it needs to have a potential of half an hour.
You
need to have, like, if let's say, what would be the halacha if you don't put enough oil? You see after 5 minutes, oh, this has gone off already because I didn't put sufficient oil. And then you light it again, right? Would you light with a bracha or without?
I'm not sure. Is the actual half an hour a hit or
no? The potential of the half an hour, the fact that it needs to be able to burn for half an hour, that's not a hit.
Oh, I see. So then
if you don't put enough oil there, if you just put a drop of oil there, it's the bracha
levatala. Oh, I see. So you probably would make a bracha.
Right. You see, I agree with you. I fully understand. I would really say that if you put it in a windy place, where it turned out that the wind blew it off after 5 minutes, after 20 minutes, you know what, even after 28 minutes, I would say, well, what would you have said? Bracha or no bracha? You have to light it again. You're going to do with a bracha or without?
I would say you would have to make a bracha.
Right. So you make me feel much better, because that's what I would have thought as well. But look what Mishnah Berurah says. Umikol makom lo yivoy cholel. The Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of Achroinim, that you don't make a bracha. You put it in a place where there's strong wind. The wind blew it. You place it out. You light it again. You don't make a bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Zev Katan Chav Heinis doesn't really explain why.
Sounds like he's saying though that lechatchila, when you light it for the first time, you wouldn't make a bracha if there are strong winds. If you don't have any.
Okay.
Because that's what I understood at first. I mean, this is weird.
I was about to speak about the Shai Tzion, yeah. The Shema Lo Yoyo Bo
Shei Chabe. It sounds like it's talking about the first lighting rather than the second.
So what are you saying? That the second...
This psak that he's giving is, if it's really windy...
He said that it wasn't a bracha levatala, because maybe what it did have a potential. So okay, let me just go... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Sounds like he's saying, if it's really windy, have any other
brera,
then you shouldn't light it with a bracha
because maybe it's gonna
go out.
Yeah.
There's not really the
okay.
You can't really rely on the fact that it's gonna stay lit.
Okay. So wouldn't make it with a bracha. Okay.
You really light it with a bracha the first time. LMI.
Okay. Okay. Here. Yeah. What do you want
to
say?
Sharon Sian seems to add to it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Saying that the reason he doesn't have a bracha is simply because the wind may not put it out. It may have survived the wind, and therefore
right.
It's not clear it would have gone out. Therefore, that's why he wouldn't make another bracha.
Yeah.
He really did have the potential almost. It's like a sub to say that he could have had the potential to do it. What I would have thought would have been a bigger question was the second part of this Mishnah Berurah, which was, Zeh HaMekit Lilo Nassam Bo Shem and Kashiyah.
Yeah.
Because then it seems like Vadai, he would never
exactly.
Have made it, and therefore, for sure, he shouldn't make it.
Yeah.
Or he should definitely make a new
yeah.
Bracha. He doesn't seem to address that in the Sharat Siyo, like in the first case.
You put it so nicely. I can't add anything to that. You put it so nicely. Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think it's an interesting point. Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's a rabbinic. Is it a rabbinic bracha?
Yeah.
Then that would give it the lenience.
There is sofik brachas, because we're in doubt. So you are saying that it's sofik brachas. The rule is sofik brachas darkels, because we're in doubt, the sofik, so therefore we refrain from making an additional bracha. What would be the halach if you don't put enough oil? I think you probably...
Or deliberately.
You tell me, it makes a difference?
I mean, why would anyone...
Whatever, he didn't have enough, or he was very stingy, or... I don't know, you know, whatever. But it's interesting. Okay, I'm just leaving it a little bit as an open-ended, yeah?
Sorry to take you back a bit. I still don't understand the beginning of Mishnah.
Sure. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. When you lit it, that's when you fulfill the mitzvah. You don't have to enzakukla. You don't have to go back. You don't have to go to it and see to it and light it again. You don't have to light it again. Yeah, you don't. Why? Hadlaka osa mitzvah. When you lit it, you fulfill the mitzvah.
If I still want to.
You can. Very nice, but you don't need to. Yeah. Now, it may be worthwhile addressing at this point what would be the halacha? Or, in fact, let's just add another few words and then I want to address the following shah. Let's add another few words to Mishnah Berurah. Poshut. And it is straightforward, says the Mishnah Berurah. Im roya, if he sees, Jo'ur ein nechaz bapsile, that the flame doesn't catch well, it's not burning nicely. And it's certainly going to go out shortly. He hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Medina, excuse me, and he needs to Medina from Ikra Din Lachsoi to return and to light it again after it's burnt out. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if you see that it's not burning nicely when you lit it, it doesn't catch nicely, the fire is not burning, the flame is just not coming, and you see that after 3 minutes it's going to go out. So then the halacha is that there was never potential there. And therefore, you definitely need to light it again. You're not yoitze with this halacha, and you need to light it again. Now, I'm going to be asking you a question based on this, which the poskim address. Imagine you are lighting in your house the menorah. Okay, you're lighting it, but you want to hurry to your parents, or maybe even to your parents-in-law. Who knows? Who knows? And you want to go, but the time, you want to put kids to bed, you know, we're all, and you know that this half an hour is just going to make such a huge difference. So you want to know if you can light it, but you know that you want to just blow them out after 10 minutes and then hurry and go off and go to do your visit. There's enough oil, it's not windy. In your mind, after 10 minutes, you're going to blow them out. But there's a potential. Is that a problem or not?
Well, I think you have to wait half an hour.
You have to wait. Yeah? You think it's fine?
Not sure?
When you lit it, it didn't have the potential to go for half an hour.
Well, did it or did it not?
Well, it did, because you're going out.
You didn't have a potential.
Well, you still have a hand.
There's enough oil. For 6 hours oil. Yeah. So it's fine. It's got potential. Yeah. You're looking for a very practical point of view. Yes, Sherman. No, he's not oil. And you are saying in his mind is no potential. Yeah. Why is that?
He got the wrong kavana when he's
wrong kavana. That's interesting. It's like kavana. Such a nice point. Wow, such a nice comparison. Really interesting comparison to pickleback kavanas. Yeah. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he's in very good company. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, no, there's no potential here. There's no potential. It's true there's enough oil. It's true there's no wind. But there's no potential. If you know clearly that you're going to go away within the half an hour, you're going to blow the candles out, it's a problem. You can't do that, says Reb Shlomo Zalman. You mustn't do that. If you know your intention is clearly to blow them out, it's a problem. It's mamash based on this Mishnah Berurah that it's no different than the candle is naturally going to go out after 10 minutes. It's no difference because there is no potential here. You could argue, I hear what you're saying as well. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, no, but No, that's fine. You don't actually have to physically be present. It's nice. We're going to see Mishnah Berurah elsewhere. Said it. You don't have to. It's not an ikuv. Right. Now, I want to address at this point two interesting shailas, which the mamash contemporary poskim discuss. Well, a little bit earlier than that as well. But the first shaila is, shaila, which is actually the it's more again Eretz Yisrael. Now, how do people, in Eretz Yisrael, many people are makbid to light outside. Okay, this is something which has been introduced by the Mariel Diskin, and the meaning in Yerushalayim certainly is to light outside, and many, we discussed that in previous shiurim. Okay, that's how they light Medina the Gemara, to light outside. Okay. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very windy, Hanukkah time. It is very windy. Now, so how do people... So let's say you just light... Let's start from the point number one. What happens if you just light outside and it's very windy? Is that a problem, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, that we've established, no doubt about it. But just lighting outside, you know it's going to go, it's likely to blow out, that's a problem. Okay, so what's the Eitzah? So in Eretz Yisrael, for many years already, how did they do it in Eretz Yisrael? That's right, they have these glass boxes. These glass boxes, do you know them? Very simple, do you know them? Do you know what I mean?
I've seen it once.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah? Okay, the glass boxes, do you know what I'm referring to? Glass box, a metal on four sides. Do you know what I mean? And the glass all over. Do you know what I mean? They are so common in that as well. Yeah? Okay. So you've got these glass. You know what I mean? Yeah, the glass boxes. Okay. So now, these glass boxes, the way they work is you open them, slide them open. You slide them open. And you've got the menorahs in there, the regular menorahs you put inside. There's larger ones, smaller ones, whatever. And then you light. Now, the thing is, what happens if you've got one of those menorahs and you light the menorah in an open area, in a windy area, what would happen if you keep the, this window, as it were, this glass, you keep it open? It's true that three sides are closed, but one side is going to be open when you actually light it. What would happen if you keep it open?
I think you should keep it sharp to minimize the risk.
You should keep, you should close it. It's true. You're correct, right, that the way it works is you have to actually shut it, you have to close it, because otherwise, it's likely that it's going to, depending on where you are exactly, how strong the wind, etc. But chances are that if you keep it open, and one side out of the four sides is open, chances are that the wind is going to blow it out. So what do? So people open it, they make a bracha, they light it, and they close it. What's the question on that? That's right. When you actually light it, the poskim ask, when you actually light it, it's open. Now, if you are telling me that the fact is that the four side, if it remains open, it's going to blow out, well, then you've got a problem over here. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's like, mom is like the mishpah we're learning now. There's a lack of potential over here. It's as if you're lighting in a place whether you're lighting in a windy place. It's as if physically, imagine you just light it open air without the glass box. You just light it. And after lighting, you put the box on top. Would that be okay? Yes or no? It wouldn't be okay. It wouldn't be okay because hadlaka is a mitzvah. There is no potential. When you're lighting it, it's no good. It's a windy place. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's a problem. So surely also, the poskim asks, contemporary poskim, surely also, by lighting it whilst it's open, you have a problem over here. Because by just being open, this is the lighting that it doesn't have a potential of 30 minutes being lit. What do you think about this Lomdisha Shaila, Rabbi Isai? What do you think about this beautiful Shaila? Well, for many years, the minig was to light inside. This has been reintroduced. It's a bit of a historical debate. But it's been basically, it's been reintroduced by G'dole Achronim, who started the issue of Eretz Yisrael. They reintroduced this minig. So you can't really, so I don't know how they did it. That's a good point. In the Gemara's times, when it says that you should light by Pesach HaBayis, Pesach HaChotza, that's a good question. How did they light in those days? The truth is, Ocha Shulchan, interestingly enough, Ocha Shulchan says that the minhag has become common to light inside primarily because of the wind, says the and the rain. Says the Och Shulchan. So that may be something interesting. But you, I don't know how they lit in the Gemara. I'm not sure. But I have any ideas. How did they light in the Gemara's times where they lit outside? Wonder. Because probably, I imagine Hanukkah also in those days was in the winter, no? Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, I don't know. What's like? I don't know.
Still gets windy at night.
Yeah, probably does, yeah. Not sure. It's a good question. I don't know how they lit it. I don't know. It's a very interesting point.
The answer has to be, it's impossible that they could have been geyser halachas, which are impossible to keep.
Definitely, I couldn't agree more.
So if you have to light it with the glass door open, then you have to light it with the glass door open.
Okay, so you're saying that you have to light, so why do you need the glass box?
Well, presumably that's the only way you can be mekayem the mitzvah asay midirabbanan, then that's the only way you can do it.
Okay, what do you think about Isai? What do you think about it all? Yeah. No, it is. I agree.
So it keeps changing. I mean, historically, it was in.
Historically, country. Definitely, yeah.
Then it went out.
And then they reintroduced it. Now, slowly reintroduced it. So the Maizah, the poskim say, that the machmir, many people are makbid and aware of this point, what they actually do, and Rav Lashev recommends that, and many people in that circle who are aware of this issue, what they do is they only, oh, have you ever seen that? They open it a little bit and they squeeze their hand in, and this glass box, they squeeze their hand to fulfill this potential problem of adlaka isimitz. Have you seen that? They squeeze their hand in, so because like, if it's only slightly open, there's not going to be a, it's not going to be much of a, it's not going to be much of a problem. Pardon? No, that's for sure not. That's for sure not. That's for sure a problem. Because why are you taking it outside? Hadlokas mitzvah, you go out, if it's not, if you're... Exactly, yeah. So the Maisa, well, the Ptzi Pesach Fanka is an interesting tshuva, based on some Rishonim, he claims that if it doesn't go off the Maisa, then it's fine either way. So if you actually would put it in a windy place, and the wind doesn't blow it out, says the Ptzi Pesach Fanka, that actually fulfilled the mitzvah. Well, that's what he claimed, but it's a shtickel achidish. Fine, okay, the other question, which the poskim address, is the following. How do you, what kind of menorahs have you got? Have you got, pardon? What have you got? Oil? And then floating wicks? Straight to the bottom. Who's got floating wicks? They burn very nicely, floating wicks. No, they burn very nice. Let me ask you a question. Okay, let me ask you a question about floating wicks. Okay? Okay. When you actually light the floating... It's a question that Achonim ask. The poskim ask. When you light... Do you know what floating wicks? Yeah? Okay. Now, if you light floating wicks, when you actually light it, when you do the hadlaka, what are you lighting? What's burning? The first, say, half... I don't know how many seconds it takes until he reaches the oil. Until he reaches the oil. How long does it take? The wick is burning, right? It takes probably a minute or two until he reaches the oil. Does it really? It's gonna. But what is actually? What are you actually lighting?
You lighted the oil.
Did you?
If you did it properly, then it soaks up the oil.
When you touch it, is it going to be wet?
If you light, it's designed to soak. Like, the whole point of the wick is it draws the oil.
Yeah, but you see the difference between a floating wick and the, what are they called? Yeah, the white. What's the difference? The difference is that I couldn't agree more with you with regards to the regular wicks where you have the white, you know, the proper way, where it's soaked in oil. Then I hear that when you're actually doing the hadlaka, you are lighting oil. That's fully fine with me. I can hear that. However, with a floating wick, some poskim argue, and I think it's very practical, I think it's very true, when the poskim argue that when you are lighting the floating wicks, that you're actually, when you're doing the hadlaka, you're not actually lighting oil. What's happening is that you're actually first, what's happening is you're burning the wick. What is it made out of? Wax coated? That's what it is? Wax coated? Is that what it is on both sides? Wax coated? Yeah, whatever it is. But you're not fulfilling the, you know, and only eventually he gets with the oil. And therefore, if that's true, which we can argue, but if that's true, then the poskim question, are you fulfilling the hiddur of lighting the menorah with shemen zayzach? Have you got over here a menorah that you've fulfilled? Remember, hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's the first second that counts. It's the first hadlaka that counts. So over here, maybe you haven't got that. I think the question itself, about side, the question itself, is an interesting question, right? What do you think about that?
You haven't got 30 minutes of oil. You haven't got a hadlaka anyway. Since you're relying on the oil for your hadlaka to be chol, then the manasha. If you didn't have the oil, then you couldn't light.
Right. So you're saying that you've got over here the.
Basachas. It has to be the oil that you have now.
Right. On both sides, you hear this beautiful svara. Abshom Zalman and other poskim say mamashdat. They say that you can't look at it. So you can't take this apart to such an extent. This is one hadlaka, that's what they say. It's one hadlaka, and since this is a one unit, I don't know if unit is the right word, is it one unit? Since it's one, yeah, is it one unit? Can you call it one unit? The floating wick, and therefore, by lighting it, it's considered one hadlaka, and therefore, as you're saying, as far as the half an hour is concerned, it's also not a problem, because it's considered one hadlaka. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you're fulfilling all hidurim, I called it all the postgame, but hadlaka by lighting a floating wick. So I'm all the doing. I call to all the poskim. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I was not, we're not talking about oil, but regular candles. You've got a wick coming out of it. You light it. Presumably the first few seconds of that.
Probably, yeah. Probably as well.
Yeah, we see all the way through here. There are masks. Yeah. Light candles, for example.
Right.
You wouldn't
say you should light a candle.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good. Yeah, okay. Now continues the mechaba. Ve'afilu and even kofsa be'erev Shabbos. What happens if the candle goes out on erev Shabbos? Koydim kabbalah Shabbos. Before you have accepted Shabbos, sha'adainu mibodyoim. It's still Friday afternoon. It's not Shabbos yet. You don't have to see to it. Again, you have lit on Friday just before hiring, you're rushing to Mincha, just before. You have lit. And now, and there was enough oil, everything was fine, but you're just putting your coat on and probably your rain cover, and you're just about to rush off. And then you say, oh, good Shabbos. And you're running, you're walking out, and suddenly as you're closing the door, you see, oh no, the lights are off. The candles are off. So do you have to light it again or not? You have to light it again or not? On Friday afternoon. The answer is Ein Zokuklo. You still don't have to see it. And there is a very big chiddush over here. The chiddush over here, what's the chiddush? Why is Friday different than... Exactly. Because on Friday, that's right. On Friday, really, you're lighting much earlier than regular night. You're lighting, obviously, much long before nightfall, obviously. So therefore, really, what we're relying on, the light, it's going to be lit later on. Because it has to be lit later on, because now it's not the regular time you normally light. So nevertheless, if you're lighting now and it goes off, Ein Zokuklo, it's still, you fulfill the mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, even on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos started, you still hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's a big chiddush, isn't it? It's an interesting point. Okay, fine, we'll stop over here.